Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCullum. Land use discussions in western Wisconsin have been dominated by the topic of frac sand in recent months. A growing number of companies are buying land with the thought of opening sand mines. Frac sand is used by energy companies, extracting oil and natural gas reserves from the ground. The sand helps bring the product to the surface. While the sand mines have the potential to create jobs, there are also health and environmental concerns about the mining process. Carl Green is a geologist and community resource educator with UW Extension in La Crosse County who has researched frac sand. I asked him to explain what frac sand is and why it's found in the Cooley region.
Frac sand is simply the quartz sand that we see in the bluffs and in the hillsides and coulees around the area. There are two formations in La Crosse County that in particular mining companies are looking for as a possible source for frac sands. One is what's called the Ironton-Galesville, which actually if you're in Galesville, Wisconsin, and you're along that creek very close to the downtown, there's a nice example of that formation. We also see that same formation, although a little bit higher in the formation, over at the intersection of County B and Highway 16. Essentially, frac sand is quartz sand, and it gets the name frac sand just because of the use that it's intended. So, really, sand can be, and especially quartz sand, can be mined for a variety of uses. It can, be as part of the mixing agent filler for concrete. It can be used for glass. Certainly in the computer, industry it's used. It's also used in the oil and gas industry. And in particular, the last probably 5 years or so, natural gas extraction and oil shale petroleum extraction have become economically feasible to where there's now a market for sand that can be used for hydraulic fracking as well as all those other uses that I mentioned.
And we probably want to make it clear that companies aren't necessarily, they're not looking to extract natural gas and oil from this area. It's just
Correct.
The frac sand.
Correct. It's just that they would be excavating and mining sand.
For that purpose.
For that purpose, right.
And you mentioned those two sites that have potential for frac sand mining companies. Are there any other areas within the La Crosse area?
Well, there are two formations.
Okay, so two formations.
Basically, they're like two layers. If you think of the geology of La Crosse County, it's kind of like a multi-layered cake. And at the top is, maybe the rocks that you'd be standing on if you were at Granddad's Bluff looking out over the river valley. And at the bottom of the river valley, of course, the bottom of the cake. And so there are these different layers within that cake that represent different sedimentary depositional phases, different deposition environments when that sand, either sandstone or limestone or shale was laid down. In particular, we have these two formations that pretty much are extensive throughout, just on a rough guess, about 75% of the county. The areas that they don't exist within the county, it simply had been eroded away from the glacial meltwater that, eroded the Mississippi River Valley and, the La Crosse River Valley, Black River Valley, those areas.
So when you say that this sand exists in almost 75% of the county, does that mean there's the potential for mining in 75% of the county? I mean, I'm going to assume we're not going to start knocking houses down.
We certainly, La Crosse County, I think, is blessed by having at least some statutory authority and exercising that statutory authority. Some counties, essentially what I mean is a good solid zoning ordinance. Some counties, especially adjacent to La Crosse County, don't have countywide zoning, in which then each individual township is kind of on the, onerous of the taxpayer to do the best that they can for that township. And I think that, there are people that are just completely unfamiliar with the level of infrastructure or the level of activity that some of this stuff requires. And I think that's where you have difficulty. I think as far as in La Crosse County, there would be I think it would be probably ag zone property that would be most likely. Now, ag A, in my understanding, and again, I'm not the zoning department director. I don't know this stuff that well, but it's my understanding that ag A would require a conditional use permit. There is another form of land that's zoned ag B that does not require a conditional use permit.
I've heard from some people in the community that because a lot of these talks are very preliminary, that companies are going to come in and just start chopping sand out of the bluffs. I mean, do you foresee anything like that happening?
Well, again, in La Crosse County, I think that we've got a strong enough zoning code that we're probably not going to see that. And we've got an informed and vocal citizenship. You know, I mean, I think that before it got to that, it would surprise me a lot if that happened. Now, that's not to say that there aren't areas in the county that, you know, maybe would work as these types of quarries. But I think that's up to that, you know, that township and the citizenship in that township of what they want in there.
And there is one company that has expressed interest in the town of Washington about frac sand.
It's my understanding that there is. I'm kind of speaking out of school on that, but it's my understanding as well, and that they're looking at the top formation of those two formations that I was talking about. So they're in the town of Washington. You're up on the bluffs, on the top of the bluffs, and so you're kind of in that limestone area, and then below, or dolomite, and then below that there's sandstone that they're looking for.
So I want to talk about some of the pros and cons if frac sand mining was to become more prevalent in the area. Let's first look at the pros. Obviously, something like this would create jobs. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Department of Workforce Connections put together a estimate of the impact of the jobs at the Tunnel City, which is a 730 or so acre quarry mine that they're proposing over in Monroe County. And I believe they, in the study that they illustrated, there would be about 50 jobs created within the mine itself. And then auxiliary to that, there was about another 54 jobs from just, you know, increases in sort of that ripple effect of the 50 jobs. There's certainly jobs that could be created. Is that the best use? Is that the most jobs that you could get? Not necessarily. The jobs certainly are good paying jobs. They broke out a list of, you know, the potential of those 50 that are going to be at the mines. And there's certainly, you know, family supporting salaries.
Are these long-term jobs?
Well, the term of it would depend on the quality of the mine and the market of the frac sand. The market of the frac sand, I think, being where, you know, we're at $3.20-some for a gallon of gas. A barrel of oil is just in the upper 90s per barrel. I think that we're going to have a market for this stuff for a while. Certainly, if there are environmental issues that arise, like we've been hearing about with some of the fracking that they've been doing out east, that could have the potential to sort of slow down the industry or some of the applicability of it.
And what are some of the other advantages of developing frac sand mining in the area?
It's certainly in the United States, the sands that come out of these Cambrian sandstones are some of the most sought after. To have an export material like that is certainly a benefit to the economy. It's mainly economic, you know. The thing that's a little different about this natural resource from other types of natural resource, timber, ag, is that, you know, once the natural resource is utilized, you have nothing left. You're left with a pit, or you're left with a void. Whereas with timber, it's something that's continual, and it's, you're not left with nothing after the end.
Because there are other sand mines in the area, but not used for silica sand mining, correct?
Well, regionally, there are silica sand mines. I believe there are 18 non-metallic mines, which can include limestone dolomite quarries as well, which is, you know, more roadbed material. But there are, I believe, two sand mines. Now, I think those are in some of the outwash deposits, the river sands. And so they're not utilizing that for quarrying or for the frac sands. That's always been a question that I've heard is, well, how come they can't just get this sand from the Mississippi River? Certainly the Mississippi River does have a lot of quartz in some of the sand deposits, but there's also a lot of other types of materials. Sand is a size regime. It's from one size, you know, a certain size. Anything bigger is a gravel. Anything smaller is a silt. And so sand can be made up more than just quartz of rock fragments and then aluminum silicates, which are all derived from these granites that they came from.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. My guest today is Carl Green. He works with the La Crosse County UW Extension Office as a community resource educator. I also want to talk about some of the cons involved with frac sand mining. I know there's some concerns about there in regards to the environment and health. First, let's just start with groundwater. I know this is something that you have looked at. How could groundwater be affected by frac sand mining?
Well, depending on the formation that they're pulling from and where the water table is in regards to that formation, what we're seeing in like eastern Monroe County, there's a frac sand mine in which they're intercepting the water table. And so if there are homes in the area near there, and one of the requirements of if they are indeed intercepting this water table is they somehow either have to dewater it by putting in some, you know, high-capacity pumps that lower the water table right around the mine site, or, you know, either maybe do some sort of wet dredging. But either has that potential of affecting either the quantity or quality of the groundwater very locally around that mine. And I guess depending on what the water table characteristics are and how hard it can be pumped before it starts to create a depression that, you know, a cone of depression around the well that extends to neighboring wells, that's where then I think groundwater issues become a concern. There's also issues, I think, in regards to groundwater in their washing and processing plants.
Because it uses a lot of water in this process.
It uses, it does use a lot of water. They do try to recycle as much of that as they can, so they'll have ponds that they will be, trying to do the settling and getting out the fines. And you know, as a product, what they're trying to do is even conglomerate some of the stuff. It's not just getting, to my understanding, just getting, you know, shipped and that's it. I mean, they're trying to sort some of the grain sizes and provide a certain characteristic, a certain fee size characteristic to the industry. So there's going to be a certain amount of processing and washing required in that. In that, there's a lot of or some waste material that's too fine. It's, just inherent to the material. Where does that go? Both does it run off the site? And how is it retained on the site on just the surface water side and then on the groundwater side? You want to make sure that in those ponds that there's not any sort of leakage of material and that if they're using any sort of like a flocculant or a settler to get those fines out of the water table or out of the water column, that that material isn't coming out of those ponds.
And then another issue is the crystalline silica. I'm wondering if you can explain what that is and some of the concerns that people have
sure.
with the silica.
So crystalline silica is, again, with any sand, sand is going to be the predominant grain size of that material. But within any sand, there's going to be smaller dust material and fines. And it's my understanding that some of the quartz or a portion of that, range of grain sizes can be in a crystalline where it's a really fine dust. And because of the angular shape to this dust, it has a tendency to concentrate in air passages and things like that. And so if you're exposed over a period of time to this airborne crystalline silica, then you can have complications to, respiratory issues. That's the concern. How much of a concern that is in regards to these quarries and mines, I don't know. I don't think that there's a lot. Well, for one, because it's such a new industry, I don't think that there's a big track record on it. I think that a limestone quarry might have, even though it's limestone, there still is going to be crystalline silica associated with that, just because there would have been crystalline silica or sand associated with the limestone. It's not just pure limestone, we're not just scot-free with the limestone quarry. So I guess I just want us to be aware that, yes, there are these concerns, but then on the other hand, they might not be as much as we're thinking about. Now, I will say that the people that live adjacent to these, they're going to have their own sets of concerns, not only the potential of the respiratory and health issues, but just the change that it's going to have on their home, their little slice of heaven. I've heard somebody that contacted me from the town. Well, I won't say the town, but that contacted me and was concerned because they were, they didn't want to see this increased truck traffic. They had kind of settled out there and they were really happy with where they're at. And suddenly to have an industrial mine next to them or down the road from them and the truck traffic that was going to create just wasn't fitting with their plan.
And that's another issue with counties, is trying to figure out how do we handle road infrastructure with increased truck traffic. I mean, is it up to the county to put the money into that infrastructure? Is it up to the companies to help pay for that? Do you know when this discussion will get rolling in La Crosse County?
Well, I think we certainly would probably be on the side that it's up to the companies to provide the infrastructure. I mean, it's certainly going to be the companies that are going to degrade the infrastructure. There would need to be some sort of understanding that, if they have the ability to get that product, the infrastructure maintenance shouldn't be on the onerous of the taxpayer. That should be on the mining company. There certainly are good examples, and La Crosse County is aware of, good examples of how to protect both municipal and county interests. But I think that, municipal officials need to certainly be aware that that's going to be an impact. I mean, these heavy trucks, it's regardless of what the material is that's in the truck, a heavyweight truck is going to do damage to a road, and especially in, during spring thaw and certain periods of time. And if there aren't ordinances that regulate when and at what periods of time that traffic can be, traveling, it's going to cause problems.
A handful of farmers have sold their land in Monroe County, and I'm sure that'll start happening more in the area once frac sand mining does pick up. I mean, is there anywhere that homeowners can turn to as far as advice goes on whether or not to sell land to frac sand mining? I mean, is there anyone that can give them advice or...
Boy, not that I'm aware of. I would have to think that would be kind of an individualized decision. Even if somebody did sell and there became a very vocal opposition to it in the area that it was proposed, I don't know. How would that affect? I suppose it would still benefit the seller, but might not benefit the company if they're trying to put something in.
And you said a lot of that would then have to do with zoning issues,
right?
Then within
each
county. How that property
would be zoned, right?
Okay.
Right.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, released a draft report that said hydraulic fracturing may be causing groundwater pollution in Wyoming, where a lot of this fracking for natural gas was occurring. Can you talk about if the controversy on hydrofracking increases, what that could mean for frac sand mining in the area?
Yeah. Now, not all hydrofracking is the same. I mean, depending on the geology of the area that they're using the process, it might have a completely different impact. For instance, in the Bakken Formation up in North Dakota and Montana, it's a material that's a mile deep and relatively lateral or horizontal, flat. However, you get into some of the challenging geology out in, you know, Utah, Wyoming, where you have a little bit more of slip faults and layers that are folded upon each other. Well, what might be lying horizontal in one section might be completely folded and vertical in another, and therefore any sort of migration of fumes or gases or whatnot might be pushed along those lines, and that's where I think you're having problems. And some of these shale deposits that are heavily deformed or heavily compressed or whatnot. And so I think we're seeing that in Pennsylvania, in Wyoming. So it's going to be dependent on what the population is like in those areas. I mean, there's certainly parts of Texas or North Dakota or whatnot that, populations per 100 acres or per 1,000 acres is going to be a pretty minimal amount. However, you get into eastern Pennsylvania and that's not the case.
So where do you think this issue is heading next in this area? Are counties and towns going to start weighing in more? What do you think?
Well, I think certainly counties and towns are opening their ears and starting to listen to both what residents are wanting and just sort of the idea, getting that information understood about what it is that these companies would be looking for, where these companies could potentially locate, and then what is the impact, And so I think we're starting that process, and it's, like I say, it's certainly kind of come up quickly. But again, in La Crosse County, we're kind of blessed because we do have countywide zoning, and so I don't think we're going to be as taken by surprise as maybe some other counties.
Carl Green is an associate professor and community resource educator for UW Extension in La Crosse County. He's also a geologist who has done research about frac sand mining. A copy of the report he's prepared is available on our website, wpr.org/lacrosse. Coming up in the next half hour, construction of a new theater is underway in downtown La Crosse. We'll talk with partners from Viterbo University and the La Crosse Community Theater about their unique relationship. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse.